blog, and podcast, The Bitch Bible. Today, I am joined by a very special, funny bitch. She has a blog and a podcast, too. Adderall and compliments, and it is en fuego. Please welcome Annabelle DeSisto.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so happy you're here. We became so schmied friends.
You've been a friend in my head, as Wendy Williams would say it, for a very, very long time. When I heard your podcast for the first time, I was like, I found my soulless mate. Like, you are...
Oh, that's so nice.
So I'm honored to be here.
We were kind of connected through Stassi.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of how it went. I don't know. I forget everything. I've got, a very one-track brain these days. But another thing that brought us together was a mutual distaste for a certain ballerina-bodied DJ, a.k.a. the white Kanye West, a.k.a. Maureen from Center Stage, DJ James Kennedy.
Okay, I know him as Ichabod Crane, but okay.
Yeah, that too. So the way that we kind of found each other is people were tweeting me about you because you wrote something about him and you imposed his face on...
Dobby the Elf?
Yes.
Or E.T. I did both, but...
I think it was the Elf. That was the first one that I received and I was like, oh my God, this is perfection.
Thank you. And I mean, I felt like that was kind of an insult to Dobby the Elf because I was very into Harry Potter at the time, you know. But
are you
it was
very
the closest
into Harry Potter?
I was. I mean, I think it's the last book I read.
Do you know that I have not read any of the Harry Potter books?
Really? I mean,
not one. I haven't seen the movies. I don't know what the hell's going on. I have no idea. Sammy the Engineer is judging me hard right now.
I mean,
now.
I wouldn't worry about it now.
No, I mean, it's totally done. Totally done, right?
Yeah. I mean, the last thing Daniel Radcliffe did was he showed his penis in that horse play, but
that I would see.
Did
you see it?
No, I wish. I was trying to get I was hoping somebody would sneak in a cell phone and I could get
I'm sure
blurry screenshots.
I could find it. I'm sketchy as fuck, and I got a lot of free time on my hands, so I'm gonna do a little paroling. Is that a word? Paroling. I've been watching too much Real Housewives of New Jersey. Parole.
You can make any word real.
I'm committed to, creating my whole own vocabulary. I say words all the time, and I have no idea what they mean. But if you say something with enough conviction and surround
confidence.
Yourself with enough stupid people, then anything's
You sell
game.
It.
Yeah, and they think you're so smart. And I'm like, I literally just made up that whole fucking sentence. But you know what? You just got to own it. Own it, honey. Okay, before we start, because we have so much to talk about, I just want to give a little shout out to a few listeners. I'm not going to cry because that would be weird, and when it rains, it pours. But I want to give a special shout out to some people who made my week and shitty birthday a little special. Lisa Carbone, or Carbon. I like how I said carbone. I mean, it's spelled like carbon. She got us into Disneyland, free food, and a priority pass.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Is that the nicest thing? And she's a Bitch Bible listener and totally hooked a girl up.
I saw your snaps at Disney, and I saw you guys being ushered places, and I thought you, had to be, terminal or in a wheelchair to do that.
I thought you did, too. And believe me, I was ready to take necessary steps. I'm like, what shady
doctor
do you
are skinny enough to pull off terminal, though.
That is the sweetest thing anyone has ever said to me.
You're welcome.
You for that. I was thinking maybe I could just, push Andrew down the stairs and, get some type of a sprain. I feel like I deserve that right now. But it didn't, it didn't need to happen. Thanks to Lisa Carbon. Love ya. And also thank you to the Bitch Sesh podcast group. Up here, I feel like they're the Illuminati. I don't really know what the group is, and I know that I'm not the topic of the group. I think it's a Facebook group.
It's a Facebook fan group for...
A different podcast?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, good enough for me. I'll take it. We both have the
word.
All
you heard was fan. Yeah, the fan's the most important word.
I hate that word.
Really?
Oh my God, I hate that word. You know what bothers me is when people... Here's the deal. I have really strong feelings about this. I feel like everyone needs to be really self-aware of what they're contributing to society. I am not...
Which for me, it's nothing. Okay.
Well, basically same for me, too. I mean, believe me, the emails make me very, very happy. But, in the bigger scope of the world, I'm not curing cancer. I'm not...
Well, who is? They haven't yet, so...
That's true. That's very true. I'm not Kate Winslet. I host a podcast and I write a blog very infrequently because I'm getting a little... bored writing articles, to be totally honest. But the word fan to me just seems so icky to say.
What do you like to call them? follow,
I don't think I have, because fan, you know what?
Cult members, followers, I mean, I would love
Oh, cult members are fantastic. No, because I feel like when you say someone is a fan, then it's like you're elevating themselves, or there's like some type of like.
Oh, power.
Yeah, yes. There's like some
you're
type
diminishing
of
them
superiority.
And putting yourself above, okay.
And I like to just do that with people that I do know, so not people that, you know, like support me in this realm. So I like to just say bitches, I think.
I love it.
You know? Because we're just like, we're all the same. We're all like going for a kiki together. No differentiation. I hate when people are like, oh yeah, a fan came up to me. And I'm like, relax. Relax, everyone. Also, Denali Gold, thank you. Love you. I'm not going to start doing this every week where I like spend a segment thanking people. If you hear that in the background, that's my son, Leo. We are now in a dog-friendly office. And he is about one cry away from going straight to the fucking shelter. Leo? Shut the fuck up, Leo. Stop it.
I won't let you go to Michael Vick, Leo. I love it. I'm like so nervous just being around him.
He's got like that energy. He's got like the Harry Styles thing. You know what I mean?
Like he is just a celebrity. Like he has
fans. Oh, no. Well, yes, because he is a superior being. That I totally am on board with. He's being a little problematic today. Okay. We need to talk, because it's so fresh in my head, about Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm so excited.
Let me just say, Bachelor in Paradise is the best show I've seen in a very long time. Like, start to finish, there are no bad episodes. It's enthralling. It's dramatic. It's unfucking believable. I cannot believe that it took me so long to start watching it so religiously, because I was kind of only on the Bachelor, Bachelorette tip, and then I started watching Bachelor in Paradise, like, really only this year, religiously. And I feel like there's been a void in my life, and it's now been filled, and I don't know who I like, I don't know who I dislike. Everything changes all the time. Who do you like?
No, I like Jorge, but this is my first experience with Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Like, Jorge is probably the only person I would sleep with on that show. I feel like he's the only one who has a job.
I have slept with Jorge.
How was he?
Fantastic. Muy, muy bueno.
You're like, at first I just did it for the free drinks, and then we like really connected.
We totally connected. He makes me martini.
I like Carly.
Do you?
I liked her. Now I don't know how I feel about her, because like you said, like, my feelings change about everyone. I mean, it's mostly just hatred going up and down, just different severities.
Right.
But it's like, I liked Carly, and now that she's with Evelyn, I can't, I don't know, I've lost all what little respect I had is gone.
Right, Evelyn. Oh, I just got that. I was like, who's Evelyn?
Yeah, Evanescence, the boner specialist. Former pastor turned boner specialist.
It's like, I cannot stand him. There's a few people I can't stand. Leo? I am going to beat the shit out of you. I swear to God. This is motherhood, guys. I'm just a working mom like everybody else. Leo, come here and get your goddamn treat. Oh, God, this is exhausting. Anyways, okay. This is who I hate. Hate. And I know hate's a strong word.
It's one of my favorite words.
I don't give a fuck. Kayla and everything she represents, I hate that. I don't know if I hate her, but I hate what she stands for. Last night, Kayla, when she got asked out on the date by Brett, and she's going back and forth, and I don't know if I should go, maybe I should go, I'm gonna go, no, I'm not gonna go, maybe I'll go, maybe I'll, like, burn this raisins bikini top that I'm wearing. Like, what the fuck? I was so mad watching it. Like, I was pacing. I was sitting, I was having a glass of wine, I was fine, and then once she started going back and forth, I started sweating, I got up, and I just couldn't sit down because I was so angry that I needed to pace.
If she took that long deciding for a date, I can't imagine how annoying she is in, like, the Build-A-Bear line, like, deciding what to get.
She's like, do I put a heart in? Do I not put a heart in? Puppies or pony? Like,
hold on,
shut
I just
the
don't
fuck
know.
Up,
it's so
Kayla.
Hard. I need to get home. Like, I need to finish this so I can get home to Big Bang Theory, which you, like, know is her favorite
And
show.
How I Met Your Mother.
Like,
which
the height of comedy.
I'm going to say it, guys. I hate How I Met Your Mother.
It's terrible.
I don't think it's funny. I don't get it at all.
It lasted for 17 seasons. I don't understand.
Because people have unsophisticated levels of comedy. Just saying. Sorry. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth on that one. Kayla, this is my whole thing. This is my manifesto. Be an Ashley I, not a Kayla.
Oh, Ashley is fantastic.
Ashley I is a national treasure. A national treasure.
She has the energy. Like, everyone thinks her personality is insane. She has the heart and mind of an Olympian. Because Olympians don't accept failure. They go for what they want.
Sorry, I had to go grab my dog, who also just took a huge shit in the lobby. Just outside the lobby, actually. Just kidding. Sorry, LA Center Studios.
In honor of Kayla's personality. He
was like, I can't. I just can't.
Even that had more life.
Seriously. No, Ashley I, the range of emotions that she showcases in one episode is absolutely awe-inspiring. And
Meryl Streep worthy. I mean,
she's gorgeous.
If anybody deserves an Emmy this year, it's like, why don't we give Emmys to reality stars? Because they're the ones who are doing real performances.
I would love, you know what? I just had the best idea. Well, actually, it was your idea, and now I'm stealing it.
Take it.
I would like to do, like, a podcast. Like, I want to host a reality star award show. But yes. Like, it won't be a show. It'll be a podcast where everyone's going to have, there's going to be nominees. Everyone can vote. And then, well, actually, people can vote, but I'm ultimately going to pick the winners.
Yeah.
And Ashley, I would get a lifetime achievement award because bitch keeps coming back and back and back, and the tears and the body and the contour. I mean, I'm obsessed with her. I absolutely adore her.
Even when she's not saying anything, her face is saying so much.
Totally.
Even during, you know, the rose ceremony, I was just like, do you have Bell's palsy or is it just the emotions? Because there's a movement every single second and it's just fascinating to watch.
It's fantastic. And the her and Kayla thing is a whole new storyline that just like completely reignited my love for Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm waiting for her to put Nair in Kayla's shampoo.
Oh my God, I hope she does. We should tweet her and tell her to do that.
Give her suggestions.
It's a really, really good idea. So of all the guys, who would be the guy that you're into?
Besides Jorge. Is the iguana stuck in that tube a male? Because he's probably the second thing on that island I would have sex with.
People always ask me that too. And I'm like, first of all, I would only be interested in a man that has a job that they can't leave to go film a reality show. Like that would be prerequisite number one, like someone with a fucking full-time job. So that doesn't need to go on TV to like find love and pair. Like, no, absolutely not. Literally, I would not have sex with any of them.
No, I would rather walk around drunk in Mexico, pull like a Marissa Cooper in Tijuana and just wait for whoever found me. And like, that's the person I'll have sex with. Make the choice for me. You know, I can't because
no.
All of those people on that 100-foot of beach, like
Rocky beach, too. It's not a great beach.
I wonder how many, like, PAs they have, like, running around taking, like, the trash and used condoms and, like, plastic bags, like, out of the ocean. Because it's, like, disgusting there.
And I wonder how long they're there for, too. Because it's, like, so Grant and Lace, another one.
Grace. Do you mean Grace?
Yes, I'm sorry. Celebrity couple name. I should be up, keen on the upkeep.
The new Brangelina.
Absolutely. Like, they're, like, the budget Brangelina. What else should we cover? You know what I'm wondering about? Why does everyone want to fuck Jared so badly?
Exactly. I don't get what Snaggletooth's appeal is. And when Ashley's like, I don't know if I'll ever find somebody like
him. I'm like, honey, you will.
Have you ever been into Chili's? Just sit at the bar and you can meet five of him. Like, I don't What
Why?
Is it?
Like, he's such a hot commodity and I hate teethy Josh.
The one who looks like a Guido Jersey version of Ben?
Yes. Okay. Exactly. I can't with Amanda. She's so
the woodland sprite.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not a doormat.
I've seen her shoulders more than I've seen my own. And the fact when she wants to complain, she's like, you know, as a single mom, it was really a really hard decision to come here. And I'm like, you weren't drafted into the war, Amanda.
Yeah, this is Afghanistan.
You weren't kidnapped. You went through many an audition and many forms and contract
like,
signings
I don't know
to get
how
here.
I got here. I'm just trying to find love so my kids can have a daddy.
It's like, listen, you're just here because you want some money and you want like a month reprieve of packing fucking frozen Elsa backpacks. That's why you're here. And just
right. And a FabFitFun endorsement deal. Which, by the way, I mean, no offense. They're probably going to end up being one of my sponsors soon, so I shouldn't say anything. But like, come on. I'm so over the FabFitFun thing. Does everyone have a FabFitFun endorsement deal?
And a lot of the people who do have an endorsement deal are neither of those three things.
No, exactly.
So it's – they have a very
– They asked me and I said, I'm not fab, I'm not fin, I'm not fun, and I don't want a yoga mat every 4 months or whatever the fuck it is. So no thanks. Sorry.
Although that is my sad level of celebrity when people are like, what are your career goals? And I was like, well, my career goal is really not to work. If I could find an old husband who's near death and who has an absentee Jamaican nurse, that would be ideal. But if I do have to work, I just want to have the level of fame where I could be I just want gay men to dress up as me for Halloween and get paid to promote detox teas on Instagram. Like,
that is exactly what I want to. Like, I'm not looking to, like, reach for the stars here, okay? I need someone else to do that, and I will just cling to their back while they rise to the top.
Any coattail I'm fine with.
I am the queen of a coattail. I really, like, I've found this niche in my life where I always said that, but now I'm really living it. You know, I'm just riding my fiance's coattails everywhere we go. He, like, it's just fantastic.
You nabbed such a good one, and I was blinded by your ring when I first saw you. I was like, I don't know how your hand doesn't drag on the ground like an ape.
Thank you.
It's insane. It's the thing that weighs most about you. So if you took it off, I'm sure you take it off if you weigh yourself. Because
Of course.
Automatic 10 pounds.
Right. I wish.
But yeah, he's fantastic.
He's so fantastic.
I say it like I know him just from...
I do know him, and he is pretty fantastic. And he's just, like, so humble and lovely and, like, gracious. It's disgusting, actually. It kind of makes me mad at him.
So I assume you met him on a reality show.
Yes. We were on Bachelor in not Paradise, whatever the opposite of Paradise is.
Which is a shitty beach in Mexico. I'm just like, this is...
Bachelor in Tijuana. It was fantastic. I was having a chi-chi. He was, you know, just there, like, living the dream, looking for love. No. Andrew's going to love this. Lots of compliments. Oy vey.
I'm sorry. This is so off topic. Do you think Kayla and Jared look alike? Because I think they look like brother and sister. I think it's a very odd Donnie and Marie thing.
Well, you know, some people say that you're attracted to people that kind of look like you. I mean, if you're a narcissistic asshole. And to be totally honest, people think that me and Andrew look a lot alike.
Really?
I think I'm far better looking than he is, but, you know, it's actually so not true. But,
I mean, you're very, like, both Aryan poster children.
Hitler's dream.
Yes.
Which is ironic because...
You guys would be on the cover.
I know. Isn't that sweet?
Any German magazine, you guys would be it.
That's also the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me because I think my schnoz is a little Jewy.
I love it. No, God, I wish I was Jewish. You're so lucky. I was not chosen, I guess for obvious reasons, but.
You can just lie.
I so want to go on J-Date, but I realize like the people who are on J-Date are on there to not date.
Are you Italian?
I'm Italian.
Okay, that's like the same thing though.
Yeah, but I feel like we're not, I mean, I guess we're both loud and hairy and we like
to
tacky
eat.
Jewelry. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, there's
but
a
But I feel like Jewish
aspect.
Guys are so much better than Italian guys. I'm like, ugh.
Jewish guys are, they make the best husbands.
I'm addicted. My mom keeps telling me that I need to go to like conversion classes right now, even though I know no one. The last straight guy I talked to was like 3 years ago. But she's like, pull a Charlotte now. You're not doing anything else, which is true.
But it's like some good life advice.
Oh my God. My mom is always just circling. Like when I lived in Florida, she would always like circle events in Palm Beach magazine. And she's like, you're going to this. And it was like car shows, boat shows.
Oh.
They're
You gotta go to Cedar Sinai.
Trust me, every time I've been, one time I went there for food poisoning, which was like the best gift ever. Thank you. And there were no celebs there. It was during the Charlie Sheen freak out, and I was like, please let him come in here on a
stretcher.
But nobody, like no famous people were giving birth. It was just me and like a bunch of addicts like shaking in the waiting room.
You need to time out your food poisoning accordingly when you know shit's going down at Cedars.
Well, I've only had it once. Now whenever I see people on Facebook who say they're sick, I'm like, I will come over. I will pay you like any amount of money to like cough in my mouth. How do I get sick? Please do it.
Just start licking raw salmon fries.
I'm about to start licking like any public bench, anything.
In the right town. So you just go downstairs. We're about 2 blocks away from Skid Row and you just like fucking... Face
Get
to the pavement.
Discount on some needles.
Yes, exactly. Now you're on the right track. Are you dating anyone now?
That's so sweet of you to ask. That's literally the nicest thing ever because it's so glaringly obvious that I'm not, that I'm professionally single.
No, you don't
know. So I'm always like honored when people ask that. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Well, you should be. You're hot and you're funny as fuck. So what the hell?
I mean, maybe you've not looked at my Instagram, but I do have 3 cats, and I'm really committed to them right now. I'm living a Grey Gardens life, but even sadder because there's just one of me. I have no...
You have no Edie Jr.?
Yes. It was at my old place. I fed the squirrels and birds on my patio. I know you're a version of birds.
Yes, and cats, to be totally honest. Like, I fucking hate cats.
Really?
Like, I hate them. And if you tell me right now that your cats are like dogs, I'm going to kick you out of the studio because... First of all, I love when people say that. They're like, no, you like my cat. It's like a dog. It's like, okay, best thing you can say about a fucking cat is that it's like a fucking dog. Get a dog. Get a fucking dog. I hate cats. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, a lot of people feel that way, and I'm like, I get it. But it could be so much worse. I could say I'm like, I'm a bird owner.
What are their names? Michelle, Kelly, and Beyonce?
They're all... Michelle, I dropped off at the pound. She couldn't make it. No, they're all guys because the only male energy I have in the house.
What are their names?
Wheezy, Jefferson, and Tuxedo.
That's cute. That's cute. It's eclectic.
Yeah, they're all black and white. It's a monochromatic theme.
Right, right, right. Biracial.
I did have a gray one, and I made my parents take it. It was throwing off
the color off the palette.
Yeah.
I get that.
Wasn't working.
Good decision. Very good decision. I'm trying to not judge you for having so many cats, but... maybe get a dog. Throw it in there.
I would love to have a dog.
Dogs are a great way to meet guys because you go to the dog park.
I mean, it would make me go outside, which I really do not like. And I want a dog so badly, but they are a bottomless pit of need. And I already fill that role in the apartment, so I don't want it stealing my thunder. And it's
a struggle me and Leo have very often. I mean, he is so fucking needy that I just, besides loving him to a degree that's very unhealthy, I look down at him sometimes and I'm like, I am going to smack this dog because he won't walk. I have to carry him everywhere.
I love the snaps of you dragging him.
Which is all day, every day. Like, I just stopped taking him out of the house. But then he cries when I leave him. He's a fucking nightmare.
I love him.
We had to take him out of the studio because he was crying at the walls. Like, I mean, he's just, ugh.
When I met you at the improv, I was like, I just have to say, your dog is so handsome. And I was like, I've never been attracted to something younger, better looking, and thinner than me, which is like half the population. But I was like, Leo, like, you look at him.
He's fucking
hot.
And
you're like, bestiality? Like, I get it.
I totally get it, too. Because I think
how is that possible? And then you see him and you're like, oh. Yeah, because he's better looking than any guy I've ever dated.
Same. I think he is so gorgeous. I mean, the symmetry in his face is ridiculous. His teeth are like an orthodontist's wet dream. They are perfect. They're not super straight, but they have character.
Like, Leo's teeth is what, like, Jared brings into his dentist and be like, please, this is the ultimate end goal. What adult braces do I need to get to look like this?
What about his eye contact? Leo's eye contact, it's like a fucking... like
his presence
is regal.
It's like how people describe being in the room with Bill Clinton. They're like, it just changes.
Do people say that about Bill Clinton?
Everyone says he's like the most charismatic, like when he enters a room that ever... like,
who said that? Monica Lewinsky? I don't know that I've heard that about him.
Yeah, people love... and I get it. I still think he's so hot.
You do?
I get it. Like,
who's your celebrity crush?
Larry David.
Oh, okay. I am down with that. Me too. Me too. Not Bill Clinton, but Larry David, I could definitely, you know.
Yeah, I feel like Bill Clinton's involved with too many charities. And
the causes. It's also exhausting. I have to start separating myself with people with too many causes.
It's exactly like
real or fake. If the faux causes are almost better than people who have like a real mission.
are we really trying to, like, solve everything? You know, if we help...
charity starts at home.
Exactly. I'm like, listen, we need to work on the inside, which ourselves. I'm like, as much as I would love, you know, African orphans to have Botox, it's like they already have my goal weight. So it's like they've been given enough.
Exactly.
And now they're on all those, like, UNICEF pamphlets. It's like they're modeling. They have a modeling career.
Fuck Sarah McLachlan in that goddamn commercial. Let me tell you that. I will never listen to a Sarah McLachlan song ever again. I hate that fucking commercial. And you know what? Here's a hot tip. Charities only have to legally donate 5%.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Can you believe that?
So I'm glad you did the math because I can't. But I'm just like,
So if you donate $100, they only have to donate 5 of it to consider themselves a charity.
Really?
Yes. And I know all about this because I used to start faux charities as a child. Because I really – this is a true story, and this is, like, horrible, horrible. But I don't really believe in karma, so fuck it. I was, like, 7 or 8. Me and my cousin Claire, we really wanted a go-kart.
I don't see you as a go-kart.
I went through a very, very short, brief butch phase. Okay. Where I just was very – like, I wanted to be a tomboy because I wasn't a tomboy at all. I was super girly. But I thought it was, like, cool to, like, want to be one of the boys and, like, I sucked at sports. It was just something I was trying on for size because I was, like, tall and emaciated look. I looked like one of the UNICEF children. And I was just, like, you know – exploring my angles. So
I love that. I mean, so many different layers to you.
Like, you know, I'm just super deep.
Onion. And I feel like at that time, go-kart, like, because Disney had all those, like, that was the original movie time, and Frankie Muniz was in.
Yes.
Like, I guess his was, like, Boxcar, which is, like, I guess the poor persons, because, like, they had to make it in their garage. But, like, I get it.
I'm sorry. Right. No, I wanted, like, a full motorized go-kart. We thought it would be, like, you know, because we couldn't drive, obviously. So we thought we could just, like, get in it, like, luge style and, like, go to the 7-Eleven and, like, I don't know where the fuck we were going. But we seemed like we
Yeah.
It seemed like a good idea. So we did a few things. The first thing we did is that we stole some Girl Scout uniforms from a friend and said that we were raising money for our Girl Scouts troop to go to Cottontail Ranch. So we made a fake game called Money Mayhem. I took a poster board and then I put like 10 post-its on it and I wrote like 1, 2, 3, 4. So we went door to door and said it's a dollar and you pick one number. You can only pick one. And under each post-it, there's a variation of prizes. So some said like, no prize, try again or something. And then one of them was a trip to Hawaii. We said you could win a trip to Hawaii. Can you imagine a fucking 7-year-old coming to your door with a poster board and some handwritten post-it saying, pick a number for a dollar. You can win an all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii. I mean, obviously, they knew I was fucking with them.
This is incredible.
And do you love that I called it Money Mayhem?
I'm so impressed. This is
alliterations for days, for years, for decades.
And at this young age, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, this doesn't even hold a
Stephen Hawking
to like Ocean's 11. I mean, truly.
Thank you.
I'm so impressed. Like, you are an innovator.
Well, then it all went downhill from there because then I was punished for my ingenuity, if you will. Because I made a lot of fucking money with that Money Mayhem. I literally made probably like, I think it was $60 to $70.
That's a lot.
Like,
especially
when
you're like, hustling. This is $7,000. Because
I was like, I'm going to buy a beachfront property in Malibu. I'm like, I'm super rich. Bye, guys. Sorry, mom and dad. Like, I'm emancipating myself. I can take care of myself. So that was the first one. And then the second attempt at a faux charity, my uncle owns, I sound like Helen from Bridesmaids, owns some McDonald's. And you know how they have the Ronald McDonald, like, handprint where you go and, like, you donate a dollar and then you write your name?
Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Only because you've seen it.
Like, yeah, because they always ask you and I'm like, no, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, it's good. Charity starts at home. Sorry.
All right.
That's a pack of gum.
like, I'm honestly eating McDonald's, so things aren't going great for me.
Exactly. Exactly. Anytime that I'm like, you know, going for an Egg McMuffin.
It's never
like, it's a bad day.
Happy time.
It's not like, oh, life's great. I'm going to donate to charity and help the sick kids.
Yeah, it's my food version of cutting. Like, you're not getting me in a good place.
Exactly.
I'm pulling a Demi Lovato. Like, I'm not.
Right. Pass on the hash browns. Thanks. Have a great day.
I don't
day.
Have time to sign my name, get my John Hancock on a fucking hand.
No. No, of course not. So.
You're the heir of McDonald's.
Well, not exactly. So I took a hand, like a huge stack of the handprints, okay? Me and my cousin went door to door saying we were raising money for the Ronald McDonald House of Charity. That one was very lucrative. Very lucrative. Then we set up like a table at the park. Needless to say, our moms found a big, huge wad of cash just like in our dresser, me and my cousin. And they were like, they thought we were like drug dealing or like child prostitutes or something. Because like, how the fuck would like 8-year-old girls get like hundreds of dollars?
Even if you were any of those two things, why not applaud the
entrepreneurship
of your child going out and making money, being that smart, being a business, like
a small business
owner working for herself, whether it's her body, drugs,
whatever.
Scamming charity. It's like, the point is she's working and children are getting
exercise. I could
have been like
finger painting.
You were outside walking around, getting exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have eventually.
Life skills.
You know, you are her charity. So you're helping.
Myself.
You're helping the Schimmel House.
Exactly. I mean, they didn't have to pay for a go-kart for me if they would have just let me do my shit.
Parents just don't understand.
They really just don't understand. And then we had to return all the money door to door.
No.
Yeah.
You had to go back? Did you?
Oh, yeah. They watched us. They, like, thought it was the funniest thing ever. My parents and my aunt and uncle got, like, some cocktails, like roadies, and just walked with us through the whole neighborhood returning money.
So it's, like, an opposite of, like, trick-or-treating.
Exactly. It was like, sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson. We're not in Girl Scouts, and we're also not raising money for charity. Here's your $4 back. And we would just look back, and they were laughing so hard. And I was like, you guys suck. suck. And it was just like the most painful. It was just like, talk about a walk of shame. A walk of fucking shame.
I so admire this. This is what movies are made of. Like, this needs to be a movie. This is better than, like.
Or just, like an like something. It's real.
The thought behind it. The costumes.
I love that we went for, like, charity work, too. You know, like, we didn't provide a service. We didn't hustle lemonade. That's generic.
But also, I blame these people because it's their fault for not looking into it. There was no paperwork. There was no signage. So it's like,
Technically, I only needed to donate 5%. That's why this statistic really stuck with me all these years, because I'm thinking, if I would have known that, I could have just, you know, whatever. I'd give a cut. I'd give a small cut just to, like, keep things legitimate, and then I'd keep hustling. Who knows where I'd be right now? I could be like Tyra Banks teaching a business class at Stanford. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Tyra Banks. This is why I dropped out of college. Can you imagine enrolling in a business class and then fucking Tyra Banks? With her Vaseline.
If she had taught at Tallahassee Community College, which, not to brag, is where I went for 13 months, I definitely would have stayed.
Ivy League. I mean,
the Ivy League. What I loved about Tallahassee Community College was they had the audacity to have the mascot, which I no community college needs a mascot. There's no sports teams.
Right.
You never see community college like, oh, it's the finals of.
Don't you love people who put, like, bumper stickers of their community college on their car or, like, wear the sweatshirts?
Why would you? This is the most embarrassing thing.
Santa Monica City College, SMCC. Like, why are you wearing a sweatshirt
that
proclaims
that? Why don't you just wear, have a bumper sticker of the prison that you, went to? Have your inmate number, your mugshot on the back.
Like, don't be so fucking proud.
As embarrassing. I love that the Tallahassee Community College mascot was an eagle.
Oh, soaring above.
We were the soaring eagles. And I was like, we are not even fucking street pigeons. Like, we are. I love that you use the most prestigious
animal.
Did it
have a broken
wing? Like, honor. I'm just like, it should be like the, like, eagle that was in the egg that fell out and cracked and is, like, just barely flopping around.
Until just barely made it out of the
until another eagle, you know, swoops down and eats it.
Right,
so
right.
It's just like, I just thought. But, God,
it's really ballsy of Tallahassee.
Right? I mean, Florida is just, which is unfortunately where I grew up. It just needs to be.
I feel like I ultimately will end up in Florida.
Well, hopefully it's Lorena Bobbitted from the country before
I feel like happens. Boca Raton is where I'm supposed to be.
I mean, I really should go down there to find my ideal husband.
Yes! Get on it. They probably have boats down there.
Oh, yes. I mean, I for sure have seen one or two boats in Florida.
You just need to pretend to be drowning. That's what you should do.
Yes, I'll
in a very suggestive, like, cutout monokini. I feel like older men prefer a monokini to just a straight up.
Oh,
bikini.
Very, you know, like modest, but still with a little bit of showing a little bit of ankle. Yeah, to show them, you know,
totally.
I'm not some floozy, but
you know, you're respectable. You could be the stepmother they always wanted to their children that are probably three times the age of you. It's every girl's dream, you know. I'm into it. Can we talk about Real Housewives of Orange County?
I've been waiting since I got here.
Oh, man. How do you feel about Kelly Dodd?
I feel like she is the evil version of Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. That is so true.
Right?
Wow, that's a good analogy. How did I not see that? But do you love her or do you hate her?
I love that she's bringing something to the franchise. I love that she's shaking it up because these past few episodes have been more exciting than, like, this whole past season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Is this and the first Jersey. Cunt that's ever been dropped on a Housewives franchise? No, Joe Giudice definitely has called, and probably Teresa has called someone a cunt.
Yeah, I feel like it's been dropped, but not nearly as much as it should because
it's a good
love
word.
That word. And it's like, I really feel like Erica Jane's doing her part with, like, the necklace and the franchising to bring it to light.
Yes.
But it's like, I love her. I do think she needs to break up with the husband who looks like a pedophile version of Mr. Clean. And
oh, I know. I love how she was calling David Bedore a pedophile.
Looks like a pedophile.
Honey. I was like, honey, are you sure about that? I want to look over.
And I'm like, I get your, you know, facelift is really tight, but how are your eyes that small that you cannot see, like, what your husband
looks
like?
To the left.
But her ideal mate is in Orange County, and it is Ryan, Brianna's monster of a husband. The two of them,
dream couple?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't know how I feel about Ryan. I'm still kind of, like, hung up on the whole when he was, like, yelling at Lydia's mom at their Winter Wonderland party.
Oh, yeah, when he had a full-on, like, PTSD attack. Like, I'm not sure if it was the fairy dust glitter that she...
It reminded him of, like, the sand?
I don't know what happened, but that was
or the
terrifying. It was insane.
Yeah, I don't forgive him for that. And I won't forget. Never forgive, never forget. That's my mantra. No, I'm not down for him. I kind of, you know what's weird about the Housewives for me is that I inherently love them all so much. Unless they're bringing nothing to the table, then like Kristen Takeman, I don't give a fuck. You know,
but you don't care about her nail polish line?
Pop of color? Nope, I do not. But I did see her husband at a market in Calabasas not too long ago. And I was like,
was he with his mistress?
No, he was alone. Oh. I followed him around a little bit, just for a second. He went in the self-checkout line, and I was like, oh, there's too many people here. I can't steal this cilantro. Gotta move. Like, gotta do a lap.
Would have followed him around until he inevitably, picked up her phone call and was yelling. He's like, I'm working. I'll be home. Because you know how, like, she would always put it on speaker, and he would never.
And she's like, calm down, player.
She would never want to talk. Like, and it was the sad daughter who, like, I guess couldn't walk right because she had, like, some tiny Tim leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should be lucky she can't walk right. You guys live in the smallest studio apartment ever. Where is she going to walk? You'd barely, like,
into
room
the
for
wall?
Those two to walk.
It's true.
I don't even think she has, like, something broken with her leg. There's literally nowhere to walk.
Yeah, so, why would she need to learn how to walk at a normal pace? I mean, it's very, very small quarters.
And it's New York City. You always have, like, those fat tourist families right in front of you who all, like, who walk side by side. And so it's just a wall.
Like a fucking brick wall.
That you're like trying to like
people
zigzag
were like that
around.
At Disneyland too. I gotta tell you, I was really, really tested at Disneyland because there, first of all, I've never seen so many just large families with fanny packs just sweating all over the place. Sweating and wearing matching ears. Lots of merchandise.
Oh yeah. Families love, and it's normally the people, because Disney's very expensive.
It is very expensive, and I saw lots of kids on leashes too, which I loved. Because I love a kid on a leash. I think it's a great thing. People who are against it, like, you don't understand. I mean, my kids are. I'm gonna wear a belt, and I'm just gonna have the leashes all attached.
Like those dog walkers who are walking like 10 dogs, and they just have them attached.
Yes, exactly.
I think if people decide or that selfish enough that they think they're that great that there needs to be another one of them in the world and mm-hmm. they go through with procreating and having this child, which I still think is a big mistake unless you pass an attractiveness test and, you know,
but you never
intelligence
know.
Test. But I think more importantly attractive, because when you look out in the world, there's not many of us out there. So so if you go through and you pass all those tests, I think when you give birth to your child, they should automatically, when they hand you the baby and like the pacifier, a leash needs to come along with it. Either a blue 100%. Or pink if you don't want to put like assign a gender to your baby right now, which is very big. You know, hand them a mint green leash. You know,
super trendy.
Gender neutral. But yes. A
baby yellow.
Exactly.
Very neutral friendly.
Anyway, or for me, it should have been like black, like my heart. Like
same.
But yes, I 1000% agree with you.
Oh, I mean, it was brutal for me, I gotta tell you. But I had a good time. I mean, it was, given the circumstances, there weren't that many people. But I still was very overwhelmed, like, waiting in line for Indiana Jones and just being surrounded by people, like, drinking Mountain Dew and having churros and pickles. And I was like, you should.
And the giant, like, Renaissance Fair rotisserie.
Oh, my God. There was a family eating that fucking chicken right behind me. And I'm looking at this little kid who should not be eating a turkey. Like, he needs a veggie stick. Maybe some celery, okay? It's a form of child abuse.
It is.
Overfeeding.
I mean, and this is coming from who was an obese child. I was
no way.
I was 220 pounds in middle school.
You are fucking kidding
in
me.
In middle
school.
They
how
called
are you
me
so
Manabel.
How the fuck are you so thin?
That's... Oh my God.
Adderall?
Can we just like cut this part? Because I just will listen to this part over and over.
Okay.
Yeah, I was obese. Like in
but what
school,
are you doing
terrible.
Now?
Are
you not eating?
Oh God, I wish. No, oh. Just a combination of like Adderall and my parents like forced a Pilates machine, you know, on me.
Love
which
that.
Call Child Protective Services because that's awful. I'm an only child, so I didn't have a little brother to tell me that I was hideous.
Oh,
I have
no.
To wait. Thankfully, everybody at school caught me up to speed on it and, like, spit on me and, like, barked at me. And
no.
Yeah, I couldn't ride the school bus anymore.
People are the fucking worst.
Oh,
you know
I mean.
That? Kids are such
teenagers
assholes.
Are terrifying. Yeah, they all told me I
give
was
give me a list of all their
slowing
names.
Slowing it down.
Give me a list of their names because I think that needs to be rectified.
I mean, I was slowing the bus down, but it's like, why the fuck were you in such a rush to get to school? Like, nerds.
Right.
Like. Okay, but yeah, it's thankfully bullying I think is great. I mean, obviously bullying's terrible and we have
right.
to say like it
well,
gets
better.
Well,
there are levels. People overuse the term bully, okay? Like everyone gets teased a little bit. You
yes.
know what I mean? And to a degree, I think being teased builds character. You have to be able to weather an insult or two, okay? Someone saying like, oh, she's a bitch, or her hair sucks, or ugly outfit. That's not bullying, okay?
No.
That's just people being an asshole. And you know what? Everyone's an asshole. We've all said things that are not so nice, and if people hear what you say behind their backs, that they don't get to call bully on that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely agree.
But bullying is a real thing.
I am thankful for my bullying, not just because my therapist, Lorraine Langben, bought a beautiful beach house because of it. Like, Manabel, you know, she's like, mortgage, done with that one. If I wasn't bullied, I would have never known I had to change everything about myself. So I'm very thankful to them. Because I would have just gone along, you know, thinking I was great because my parents always told me that. So if I had
Right,
hadn't
it made
them,
you more self-aware.
Yeah, the first day of school, I was like, I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. And then when I was barked at, I was like, who's behind me? And then I'm like, oh, it's me? Are you just jealous because I'm the only person in middle school with a mustache right now? That must be.
I went through a very delusional childhood also. I thought I was like Gisele Bündchen, and I was not, if you know what I mean. But I always thought I was so funny and cute. I had a lot of chutzpah for someone that was just so not so.
But that's
not
why
you.
You're so funny now.
Well, love you. Thank you. But no, it's just being self-aware is important. That's the lesson here. I feel like I've had lots of lessons in my last few podcasts. It's the more you know. It's very intellectual.
I mean, this is humor. It's very like Deepak Oprah. Like
Deepak Oprah.
I'm Deepak Depoach.
See, I don't know. I literally don't even know who Deepak Chopra is. I have no idea what he's done. I use the name often, but I have no fucking clue what like about anything.
See, you're him, but with a much easier name to pronounce.
Jackie Schimmel. As some people like to say. Can we talk about New York really, really quick?
Please.
Because we're running out of time, but like I have to talk about New York. First of all, I am so devastated. My friends are taking me to Vegas to see Britney Spears tomorrow night. So I will not be able to watch The Real Housewives of New York finale. And it's like, I have to wonder, how good of friends should I really be with these people that they know on a Wednesday that I need to be watching my finale? It's just rude.
I mean, I'm embarrassed for you and for them. It's like inviting you.
You really dropped the fucking ball on this one.
On your wedding day. Like,
it's just rude. Terrible friends. I mean, absolutely terrible.
Bringing back the word cunt. I mean, I feel like this would be the time. This is the resurgence.
We're going to all listen to this on the airplane tomorrow, just so they know.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Love you. Had the best time. Well, I actually am really excited because Britney Spears in Vegas is my life. I've been 3 times. And it's,
really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Creature of habit. They were like, you want to go see Mariah? I'm like, no. I know what I'm
expecting. Going back for more. I'm so jealous. I saw her at the circus tour, which is like when she came back from the mental
2007.
Break, but it's like she still wasn't there. Moving a lot. You know, still you know, heavily medicated. I also
a little
think
cerebral
that,
palsy in the dancing.
Yeah, that her dad kind of had, you know,
he
his
sprinkled
hold on her
something in her grits
too close, so she wasn't allowed to get. It had like one of those, you know, the dog fences that are underground. Like she wasn't allowed to move too far around the stage.
Yeah.
But you're seeing her at her prime.
I hope so. I can't fucking wait. I'm gonna be Snapchatting my balls off.
Oh, I hope you're sitting next to James Preston. I hope you guys are close enough that you.
Oh my god, I fucking hope so too. I'm fingers crossed. But anyways, New York, this whole Tom situation like reaches its pinnacle. So basically, Tom did make out with somebody like 3 days before their engagement party. And Luann is like more concerned that he did it in a public place and that everybody knows about it than the actual action of a man who puts a murky 8-carat yellow diamond on your finger. That was Sonia, not me. Sonia said that. Making out with someone days, 48 hours before your fucking engagement party. What the fuck? Ugh, I hate Tom.
That is mortifying, and I feel so terribly, and especially because she has to get the news from fucking Bethany as she's sitting there in the bikini with her like legs wrapped around her. So she looks naked. Like if you don't know, she's wearing a bikini. She just looks
she
like
does.
She's like about to like go in a scalding hot shower and rock back and forth.
I like Bethany. That's I think she brings the real, fucking
oh,
heat.
I think she's a monster, and this is coming from a fellow monster myself. But I think she
is. But like, ugh, she brings it so hard.
I think.
She brings it like so hard. You can't deny.
Too hard.
Oh, you think that she's manipulating the situation?
Hitting me in the face. Mm, mm-hmm. Much like your clavicle, it's hitting me in the face. It's too much. It needs to take like take a step back. But it's like, I understand, Louis, if you're going to go through that, you're like, and fiance is going to cheat on you, wouldn't it be that much worse if it was in public and there's actual
totally.
Proof?
Oh, my God. Trust. See, if that happened to me, I would full-blown Lorraine Bobbitt. Like, I would kill him. I really would. And I just, I would not even, the semantics of it wouldn't matter. I would just beat the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. I think it's okay. I know this is like, I think it's absolutely okay for a woman to beat the shit and or kill a man because it's like they've done something to deserve it.
Right.
You're not just unsnapped for no reason. There's something they've done.
There was a trigger.
To deserve it. Men kill for no reason. I mean, they're fucking insane. But for women.
Feminism is very, very hot right now and people are like all up on that. But let me tell you, I like to milk any upsides of sexism. You know what I mean? Like, we're allowed to call 14-year-old boys hot. I think that the Beckham kids are hot as fuck, and I think Frank, Dolores' son, is hot.
I'm waiting. I need, like, a birthday countdown, how old pervs used to do for the Olsen twins.
What
need
did you text me the other day?
Countdown.
Mary Kay Letourneau, shit.
Absolutely. I'd go so
God bless
hard.
Her.
The only person I'll go for who's younger than me. Like, yeah. I can't. He's so beautiful.
I am so down for one of the Beckham kids, and I think Hillary Duff's son, Luca, I believe he's 5. He is going to be so hot in like 4 years.
I mean, I am waiting to see what Kate Hudson's son looks like when she cuts his fucking hair, because I feel like there's something under that mop, but I don't know. But maybe she's doing that as a protective thing
for bitches
too
like
good looking.
For creeps
to
like us.
To keep me away.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I mean, there's a lot of celebrity kids, and I'm like, I get it.
You're like, I understand. Much like Leah with the BCL, you're like, I get it now.
I totally get it. Yeah,
it has to be
Mary
worthwhile.
Kay.
There has to be a, you know, not just for any ugly kid.
No, but I mean, if you're a celebrity kid, then at least you have some, there's a lucrative aspect
to it.
Yeah,
there's a name behind it. There's star power.
Right. It could really elevate me professionally.
I'm ready to climb up that jungle gym of
power. Should we do a drive-by?
Please.
Where's the private, like, West Hollywood elementary school?
Where do all the nannies hang out? The ones that are too ugly that they know that they won't cheat on them with? Where do they bring those kids?
What's their, like, hiring situation for something like that?
I think that, like,
it ain't care.com. That's for sure. Ben Affleck.
Oh, I would love to be as, but nobody will hire me as a nanny unless they hate their children. Like, Casey Anthony would hire me as a nanny, but that's about it. But it's like, I would love to be hired as a celebrity nanny.
Totally.
But it's not going to happen.
Oh, God. People are just the worst. The absolute worst. People are getting mad at me because I talk about JonBenet Ramsey all the time. Because, first of all, I talk about her hair because as a child, I had a little bit of a jaunt. I mean, I still do. I get a blow dry every week, and sometimes it's great, and sometimes full JonBenet. And I've been talking about her for years, like pre-podcast, since I was in high school. I would go get my hair done, and I was like, listen, I need a Jennifer Aniston circa, like, 2002, not a JonBenet Ramsey circa 1997 or something like that. People are like, that's not funny. She lost her life. She's a little girl. She didn't ask for this. And
well,
like,
then she shouldn't have been so pretty.
Then she shouldn't have had such volume on her hair, which was great for the pageant world. But for walking around the streets of Los Angeles, I don't need any volume. Thank you. I'm Jewish, okay? I need like a defrizz, devolume, flat to the scalp sort of thing. And it's the best reference point. So get off my dick, everybody.
Get off your jock.
Get off my fucking jock.
Oh, see, I love the JonBenet Ramsey look. I go into Dry Bar and I specifically tell them, I'm like, I want to look like a country stripper going to prom in the 80s. It cannot get big enough for me. Oh. They tease it. I'm like, I want to look like I'm wearing a wig and 10 bumpets in my head.
Oh, my gosh.
The bigger, the better, because the bigger my hair is,
the
smaller my face looks.
We can do a scalp because, I mean, my hair sucks, but volume for days.
Oh, mine used to have so much volume. Like, I used to break Conair straighteners. This is also when I was middle school, so I was also the fat, smelly kid, but I could never get my hair to straighten, so I would have my mom straighten it with an actual clothing iron, and so I would lay down, and she would, like, it literally looked, you know, stick, like,
oh, totally.
Incredibly, like, gross straight, where I was, like, a manager at Hot Topic, where it was, like, in front of my head, like, Samara from The Ring, but you can only get so close with a clothes iron,
right.
So the top, like, 6 inches of my head was, like, frizzy secretary.
Well, that's my whole,
like,
fucking
fro-y
head.
Hair, and then it, like, super, super curly on the top, and then went to
just, like, dead straight.
Dead chair hair.
Wow. I mean, and at least you had a part of your hair that could go share hair.
It went half of what I wanted, and then I would
get school. Rosanna Dana, and the only reason I know what Rosanna Dana even is because Lace from the fucking Bachelor. So here we go.
I love that.
When she's like, Rosanna, I fucking love Lace.
See, you are bringing cultural references to a new time. So they should be thankful that you're keeping JonBenet's
name and legacy alive.
And especially, they should thank you.
I'm responsible for the reboot.
I was going to say, they owe you money. You need to be on that red carpet. You are the reason that people are like, I guess, should we open that case again? It seems to be trending on Twitter for some reason. It's because of you.
I like to think so because I talk about JonBenet all the fucking time. Not specifics about what her, you know, her murder or anything, but her name is very, very relevant.
We are keeping her very much alive.
Justice for JonBenet.
She gets more references than live people.
100%,
so
as she
you're
should.
Welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're one step close to finding the answer with every podcast you do. So you're help.
Oh my God.
You say you don't, you're not into charity, but you kind
I
of
I am
are.
Charity.
You kind
and
of
on
are.
That note, please tell everyone what they can find. I can't speak. Oh, my God. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at AdderallandCompliments.com. It's my blog, and it's the name of my podcast. And you are the inspiration for it.
Oh, my
Just
God.
Just so you know.
That is the sweetest thing. Really?
Yeah. I read your blog, and I was, literally laughing out loud, and I am so a joyless person. So in real, I was just blown away with how funny and smart you are, and your writing killed me, and then listening to your podcast.
So nice. Oh my God, I've never felt more charitable in my whole fucking life.
See, you're doing the Lord's work.
Yes, yes. Chosen one. That's me for sure. Thank you so much. I adore you. Please come back anytime. Everyone go follow her and listen to her podcast. You will love it. Follow me at Jackie Schimmel on fucking everything. Just please, just go do it. And I will see you next Tuesday.